North-South Connection. What's going on? It's Mike Rossi. I am joined here by Ben Zani. How are we doing today, buddy?
How are you? I'm doing well, my friend. It's my return to podcasting after, God, what, three, almost 4 years. So you guys do a hell of a show. I kept tabs on it. And we have a beautiful, my favorite week of the year is coming up. So I couldn't help but take the opportunity.
Yeah, man. Me too. I haven't gone in a few years, but I have fun watching the shit at home too. So I'm looking forward to it. Guys, you're listening to this, forgive me. I sound like I just smoked 10 packs in the den. Coming off a little bit of a cold here, but we'll hammer through it. We are going to run through the WrestleMania weekend indie show rundown. Just a quick stat that I ran through. 53 indie shows are hitting us over the next 5 days.
Fucking ridiculous.
It's insane. We're recording this on Tuesday. There's been shows that have technically been going down for IWTV since Monday night at the H2O Wrestling Center in Williamstown. And Ben, I know that you will be starting your weekend there tomorrow night, which will be Wednesday night at 5:30 for Wrestle John, which is presented by Sean Henderson and the Labor of Love, which will be at the Attic Brewing Company in Philly. So what are your thoughts on that show? It looks like Paul London and Speedball is the headliner.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. It's just, you know, I'm getting into town mid-afternoon and just looking for something to do on Wednesday night. There's not a lot else going on Wednesday night anyways, and I know a fair bit of people on this show. So this will be fun. Colby Carino's on it. Jaden Newman, who's a Chattanooga guy, he's going to be on it. That'll be real fun. You never know what surprises may pop up too. And, you know, this isn't going to be the greatest indie show in the history of the world, but, you know, as a palate cleanser, this shouldn't be terrible. You know, Mike Bailey, Paul London's obviously the headline. You know, that could be wild. You know, Paul London's kind of making a little comeback recently, and I've heard good things. So yeah, it could be a good time. You know, catch up with some friends. If people are getting in town on Wednesday, you know, you get nothing to do. There's not a lot else going on that time. So yeah, it should be a real fun time.
Yeah. So Matt Tremont and the H2O Boys, they have pretty much shows all week up in their normal venue in Williamstown, New Jersey, which, about 30 miles north of Philly, I would say.
Yeah.
So not too bad. Maybe not even 30, more like 30 minutes maybe. But they pretty much are running straight shot all week. Wednesday night, they've got the Intergender Bonanza. That's the 19th show.
Cream Mania.
Main event of that is Marcus Mathers, who I think has 10 matches this week against Effie for the Intergender Bonanza super title. So the Intergender show is headlined by a non-intergender match, which I find kind of cool. But for that title, I guess it makes sense. And then Thursday, IWTV also has Sean Henderson Presents with Labor of Love, Euphoria, which is back at Attic Brewing. That one has a bunch of cool matches, but the biggest one, probably a 2 out of 3 tag match between Fresh Air and the former Bang Bros, Bangin' Matthews. Do you get a look at that card at all?
Yeah, I'm not headed to that, but what appeals to me on that is Dino Macabe is probably my favorite wrestler over the last 10 years on the independents. And he is retiring in July. So this is, you know, one of his last 4 or 5 matches, and he's going to compete Surreal, who's very good. That could be a fun show. Colin Delaney's on that. Mikowski's on that. That could be a lot of fun there. What you'll notice as well in the these Philly shows is you're going to recognize a lot of Chikara names. There's a lot of old Chikara people who've been hanging around. And, so you're going to, if you were a fan of that Fed, obviously Quackenbush excluded, but, the people who are on that, I mean, look at the AEW roster, half the AEW roster came from Chikara. So, for all the faults there with the management, they did have talent, and they knew how to train some wrestlers, and they knew how to, get some talent out there. Orange Cassidy was a freaking ant. So, they knew what they were doing. There's going to be a lot of Chikara influence going on this weekend from what I'm seeing here.
Yeah, I mean, where Claudio was an ice cream,
Exactly. Yeah, fucking ice cream. Yeah.
So if I should have described this a little bit better when I was running through this. I'm going to pretty much run down the organization setup.
For sure. Like
where you can find them.
Yeah.
Right now I'm on IWTV. I'm like 3 or 4 shows in on that. Now we're at Thursday, where things are really starting to pick up. I know a show that you'll be hitting which will be Action Wrestling, which is 8 o'clock on Thursday night. This is kind of a stacked show. Interestingly enough, IWTV is running this opposite wrestling open up here in Worcester. So basically, that's, you know, IWTV is going to have a lot of action on that night, 300 miles apart. But it'll be cool. This action show's got an IWTV title match, which is Cruel versus Warhorse for the IWTV title. That'll be good.
Yeah, this is my show of the week without question, and not just because my best friend is a promoter. But the cool thing about this actually is that a lot of the wrestlers on there, the show is called Dean, and it is a tribute to the guy who started DVDR, Dean Rasmussen. So a lot of the people who are going to be there, a lot of the wrestlers who are on there are people who were tape traders back in the day. This is kind of a love letter to the Death Valley Driver Board, tape trading, you know, the pre Twitter message board internet, basically. So, you know, you're going to see, you know, Mad Dog Conley and, you know, Deimos El Demonio, like that's, you know, you're not going to see that match ever before or after, but, you know, those guys are favorites of the message board crew. So, you know, they really want to put that one together. Phil Schneider is helping to put this one together as well. Obviously Matt Griffin, it's kind of Kaida Boys. This is, you know, Slim J is on this show. You know, he was a big favorite of the message board guys for forever. Makabe Thatcher is going to be, I've not been as excited for a match in a very long time. They've already wrestled each other four times. This is the last one because obviously Dan's retiring, but, no, Dan asked for this and, you know, he really wanted to face Thatcher one more time and their styles just match perfectly. For those of you who haven't seen Makabe, honestly, like he's so good, man. He's so fucking good. But he's a, you know, he just thinks of things that no one else thinks of. And every movement has meaning and every submission, you know, is done with intent. And he's just like, I mean, his nickname is a wrestling genius and it is very apt because it's just, you know, if you're a Danielson guy, you know, I mean, you'd like Makabe and obviously he's kind of wrapping it up, but I mean, go back and watch his catalog because he's an absolute joy to watch. And then obviously Timothy Thatcher, nothing needs to be said about that guy. I mean, just probably one of the top 10 best independent wrestlers of the last, you know, generation, basically. So this will be a hell of a match. Slim J and Adam Priest will be fucking blast. Gringo Loco and Dr. Cerebro, that's going to be like a ridiculous lucha match. Like, how many times do you get to see that?
Right.
Erez, Matt Bukowski. Yeah, Erez and Bukowski. I mean, that's, you know, that's wild. You know, Tom Lawler and Manders versus Coven of the Goat. I'm sure a lot of you guys are familiar with Tank. Tank is my guy in Chattanooga, and Jaden Newton's a guy in Chattanooga. Tank's been doing it for 30 years, and he's genius. He's an absolute genius, and he's an amazing deathmatch worker, but he's just an amazing worker in general. He knows how to wrestle. He knows how to do it. And Jaden Newman's going to be on TV in the next 5 years. He's that good. So, I mean, I'm wildly biased, but Jaden's my guy. So,
yeah, and they're facing Manders and Filthy Tom. That's cool.
Yeah, should be real good. This is my show. You know, this is. I didn't have tickets to anything, but I had tickets to this in the beginning. Yeah. Like it's just like this was not an option to miss. So, if you have any time that night, I know that it's up against a lot, but the show will blow you away.
Yeah, that'll be good. Action has action title matches on that too. Alex Kane defending against Colby Carino. This is definitely a card that jumped off the page to me when I was looking at all of these. So. Definitely going to be checking some of this out on Thursday. And then, you know, obviously, I already mentioned it, but back in Worcester, Drew and the gang has Wrestling Open. Yeah. Obviously, if you guys have listened to me before, you know, they're special to me. So they got some cool shit going down that, you know, people that may be working for them and then heading to Philly after that.
Landon Hale is my son. Like, that's, yeah. He's, I have adopted him as my child. That's my dude. We talk all the time. He's incredible. He's just absolutely incredible. So, yeah, if you ever get a chance to see Landon Hale on Wrestling Open, do not miss it.
And then back at H2O on Friday night at 8 p.m., there will be ICW No Holds Barred 61, the International Death Summit. Now, this is going to be headlined by an ICW American Deathmatch title, a Deathmatch title match, with Killdozer, obviously Matt Tremont, against Green Phantom, Danny Darko, and Vic Craig. And then there'll be an IWTV title match, assuming Cruel successfully defends that title at Action against Warhorse, where he'll defend against Tank, Neil Diamond Cutter, and Lou Nixon. I know this is another show you're heading to. What are your thoughts on this one?
Absolutely. So the ICW is in a weird spot right now because they kind of announced that they're going to be wrapping things up. No one's entirely sure, but they said that, you know, that the next run here might be the end. So this might be one of the last opportunities to get for an ICW show. ICW comes to Chattanooga every couple months, and it is the most fun you could possibly have. If you've never been to a deathmatch, like a straight-up deathmatch show, the only word I can use to describe it is spectacle. You know, you're seeing light tubes and gusset plates and firework bats and chairs and tables and everything. It's just like, it's just a massive adrenaline rush of violence. And, you know, if you're looking to vary up your, kind of get the whole buffet table, do a deathmatch show just so you can say you've done it and just to kind of get the experience, because they're just, you don't have to worry about storylines. You don't have to really worry about, none of it really. There's two people doing crazy violent shit to each other and rinse, repeat. So I don't know. It's super fun. Like I've never had a bad time in an ICW show.
Yeah. I'm interested to see what happens with ICW. I know Danny from working WrestleCon with him back in 2019. That was when he was still with GCW. I kind of feel like they might be best suited to kind of move apart from the deathmatch scene a little bit. Because their shows can sometimes feel a little bit repetitive, right?
Yeah, same. Yeah, it's kind of same. Yeah.
So maybe, if they make it more like maybe a quarterly deathmatch show as opposed to pretty much all they do, yeah. I think that would be a cool move for them. We'll see what happens with them. Obviously wishing those guys the best. And then IWTV then goes to Saturday where they've got Trashylvania at noon, which is an H2O at the H2O building as well. Now, this is a benefit to honor Megan Thrash, who's a longtime fan who sadly passed away this past October. So this is a benefit for her, which is cool. Some matches for that. Alex Kane, if he's still the Action champion, will defend against Brian Johnson. And then a match that, the Beyond in me remembers Darius Carter being up here every month. He's facing off with Adam Priest on this show. So cool that they're doing this benefit for Megan Thrash on Saturday.
Adam Priest is the best independent wrestler on the scene right now. That is my opinion. He does everything exceptionally well. If you haven't got a chance to see him, he's incredible. He's absolutely incredible. And check him out because I think you'd be real impressed by the skill, but just also the subtlety of what he does. He's real good. Yeah, this looks like a real fun show. I'm not ahead to this one here, but Dan Champion's on this one here. Again, a lot of Chikara people. Shazza and Delmi Exo, that could be fun. The Kirks against Laney Luck and GPA could be fun. I love Mania Week because you can have shit like Adam Priest versus Darius Carter. Two people who, unless you're really going out of your way, you're not going to book that one. But, the fact that it can fall into your lap like this is really cool because that's just such a style clash. And, two guys who get it and two guys who are vets and they're going to put together a hell of a match. And, that's the really cool thing about Mania Week is you're going to see matchups you never see.
Right, right. And speaking of matches you would never see, later that day at 4 p.m. back at H2O, there's Expect the Unexpected versus Dragon Gate. Now, Shun Skywalker is facing Alec Price, which sounds like an awesome match. But the one that jumps out the page here is the aforementioned Danny DeManto mixing it up with Ultimo Dragon.
Fucking Dragon. Yeah, I had to attend this show for that match because I don't know if it's going to be good. I don't know if it's going to be bad, but it's going to be something, man. And I don't know if you guys know Sam, but he says, his favorite wrestling is when wrestling is a hoot. This match is going to be a hoot in some way, shape, or form. Yeah, I don't know what to expect from that, except that it's going to be a hoot. So that'll be real fun. Santana's on that show. It's just going to like there's a match with like Ho Ho Lun and Braden Toon. Braden Toon's an Alabama guy, and Ho Ho Lun is from was he Chinese?
In the Cruiserweight Classic, right?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was in the Fed for a hot minute there. But, like, I mean, how many fucking times do you get to see a Chinese guy go against the champion in New South in Alabama? That's just wild to me. That's really cool. And then the guy who runs ETU is the Struggles, if you recognize him from doing commentary and stuff like that. Ryan's a good guy. You want to support him. And ETU is like one of those sneaky feds that like there you just don't see bad matches there. They just, you know, like every show they put out is just like, because some meetings you get, right, where they book the All-Star game and then everyone goes in third gear. I will not mention names, but you know what I'm talking about. ETU is the opposite, where like they're going to book guys and they're going to go balls to the wall. So you're going to get maximum effort from guys for ETU. So I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be a real fun show.
Yeah, that's definitely fun. That's another Marcus Mathers title defense in that one. There's a lot of cool shit. Now, this kind of reminds me of the old VXS Fed. Remember them?
Yes, absolutely.
That's what, when I look at this, I kind of feel that same vibe. Yeah. Kind of random shit, but, you know, good stuff all together. So, and then Sunday, we'll wrap up the IWTV weekend. They have a deathmatch show at 4 p.m. back at H2O, which is Rampage Pro. This was the first time in looking at matches I saw the name Schlock, so I have to give him a shout. Schlock and Clint Margera are going to have a match on that one.
Yeah, Schlock, your mileage may vary on Schlock. I'll just leave that there.
Yeah, and we'll get into him again here in a couple seconds with his band. But all in all, IWTV, guys, $9.99 a month gets you everything we just mentioned over the next 3 to 5 days, right? There's a lot of good wrestling. I remember a couple years ago, IWTV was the only one that you could get $10 for 15 shows, right? Now everybody's doing it, but IWTV's been kind of locked into making sure you get a good value proposition every Mania weekend. So when you sign up with them, you get Wrestling Open every week. You get Beyond. You get ICW whenever they run. So
my home bed, TWE.
Yeah, true. And there's a lot of like cool vintage stuff. There's old GCW shows on there still. So there's a lot of stuff that you can check out on there. $10. I think that is right up there with the best $10 value in wrestling today. So check it out. I mean, you can do it for a couple months and watch a ton of shit and be happy with it. Now, other deathmatch shit that's going on there while we're on the topic. Now, this will not be on IWTV, but we're going to move on to some Circle 6 action. They're going to be kicking off Wednesday night at a venue called The Fire with Circle 6 times New York City. New Fear City. Some names I know that they announced: Cruel versus Dominic De Niro. But you also got Mao, Chris Brooks, Casanova Valentine, and Spider Nate Webb. And this is another show you're hitting up, right?
Yeah, just again, nothing going on Wednesday night. And I got a couple buddies in Circle 6 and always told them I'd come see them. But also, like, it's $10. Like, it's $10. I think they're doing some bands there too and some shit. I think it's going to be like a whole thing. And I think it's downtown Philly. So, kick your week off basically with seeing some deathmatch wrestling and some music and. You know, it could be worse. And if it sucks, you spent $10. So.
Right. I like those Wednesdays of Mania weekend because it's not too crazy yet.
Yeah.
Like it still feels like the city normally does before Thursday packs everybody in, you know, all the WWE people mostly. So that's always one of my favorite parts is when you get there on Wednesday and kind of get a feel for everything going on before it gets nuts, you know. So that's cool. And then kind of on the same vibe, speaking about Schlock, Thursday night at 8 p.m., Eat the Turnbuckles playing a show. Now, I know our own Rocco Martone that's on this network will be at this show as well. They're also going to run a Final Battle Royal Bloodbath. this is a show at Underground Arts. They've got Low Life Louie, Madman Pondo, Necro Butcher, Akira, Shane Mercer, JJ Escobar, amongst others. This will be a fucking wild time. Not going to be for everybody. But if you're into death metal, you'll have a good time at the show. And then New Fear City is going to run a show that they always run Mania Weekend at 4 p.m. on Friday, which is New Fear City Murder Mania, Killadelphia. Now, this is actually at the FTR Skate Park, but they're going to have a Taipei death match for the European death match title between Casanova Valentine and Lou Nixon. So any thoughts there?
I mean, fucking deathmatch show in a skate park. That sounds real cool, right? Like, that's just, you know, like, if you're looking for real, like, you know, grimy, you know, like, I mean, get in there, you know, see what the real underground of wrestling is like. Then go to one of these shows, you know, I mean, you'll see some shit. You'll see, you know, some people you remember from back in the day, you know, I mean, Necro and, you know, Low Life Louis Ramos, who has the best nickname of any wrestler I've ever heard in my life. You know, Cass is cool. Casanova Valentine's cool. I mean, just, you know, it's WrestleMania weekend's not just about the 70,000 seat arena show. You know, it's, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, you go to these shows, you stand there with 100 of your best friends, you see some crazy shit. And those are the memories you kind of take home as, you know, when you saw a gusset plate go through a guy's head as opposed to, you know, staring at ants that happen to be Cody Rhodes.
Yeah. Everybody that's any sort of wrestling fan needs to go to a deathmatch show at least once.
So fucking fun.
It might not be for you. And I don't necessarily recommend getting too close to the ring if you don't think it's for you. But it's definitely something to check out. It just kind of opens your eyes to a whole different subculture, you know?
I've been showered in so much goddamn glass in my life, I swear to God.
Yes, yes. I was looking at highlights on my phone from, because obviously you're getting the memories now from prior years. Spring Break back in New York in 2019, beautiful, which was headlined by Jimmy Lloyd and Takeda, I think.
Fucking scissors went through his neck.
Yeah, really fucking just wild shit. I was like second row for that, like ducking tubes. It was a fun time. Now, let's head on over to WrestleCon. They're only running one show this year that's tied into WrestleCon. They're running the 2300 Arena, which, if you guys didn't know, is ECW Arena. They're doing their big show 7 p.m. on Thursday. Now, let's run through some matches here. Rob Van Dam versus Speedball Mike Bailey. That's an awesome-sounding match, you know?
Yeah.
Two guys that'll mesh well together. Two guys that probably are looking forward to this match, especially Speedball. That's a match that I would definitely check out if you are in town and don't have much going on Thursday night, which you probably do. And another one that really jumps out the page for me here is Joey Janela against Dolph Ziggler himself, Nick Nemeth. A match I didn't know sounded cool until it got announced, you know?
Yeah, see, they do the Hitchcock show every year, WrestleCon does, and like, even among a week of All-Star games, it is always the All-Star game.
Right.
Like, it is, you know, I saw fucking Okada and Tanahashi at one of them, you know, Ospreay have seen at these things, you know, like, I mean, you're just, you know, this is the best of the best of the independents, you know, and some of these guys are signed, you know, Josh Alexander signed to TNA, you know, Bailey's on TNA, you know, CMLL guys. Like, what sticks out to me is the CMLL versus Dragon Gate match. I mean, Mystico Averno, Barbara Cavanario, Viano 3, and Star Jr., you know, against, you know, Dragon Gate guys, like, that could be fun as fuck. Like, if you remember, like, what was it, there was, like, a Dragon Gate 6 man I went to, God, it was, like, 2011, and it absolutely blew my mind. And it's kind of like a watershed moment in, like, independent wrestling, where, like, these Dragon Gate guys came out and just absolutely tore the fucking house down, and, like, they just, again, if you haven't seen... It's just a different pace of wrestling. These guys are going a million miles an hour. They're precise as fuck. And it's just, you know, if you're used to, you know, it's the exact opposite of, you know, grab a chin lock, kid. It's, you know, it's just, you know, these guys are just, I mean, it's an art. It's an absolute art.
It is. I mean, I saw Zack Sabre against Will Ospreay at this show in Dallas.
Yeah.
Ospreay, I think, was Penta in New York in 2019. There's always cool shit. I mean, as we talk about that CMLL Dragon Gate shit match, there's also Los Boricuas against the FBI.
I was so tempted to go to it because I'm the biggest FBI mark on the planet. And my all-time holy grail as far as merch goes is the Tommy Rich Italian flag. And fucking Tommy Rich is gonna be there with Little Guido. So good.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So Josh Alexander's facing Masato Tanaka. Shows up every couple Mania seasons for sure.
And then
the most random match you can think of is a guy that just worked Matt Cardona, but he's a pretty famous actor. Paul Walter Hauser is wrestling Sammy Callahan in a Philly street fight. So it's a variety show of variety shows, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, exactly. No, and that's just like, that's the best of the best as far as names is going to go, you know, for WrestleMania week. So if you're looking to just get, you know, like, you know, who are the best guys here? Go to the Hitchcock show.
Absolutely. It's always cool. WrestleCon runs a fun ship. They're always a little bit of lax. Like, this is a show I always was able to sneak beer into. Never had issues, right? cool stuff. And then two more shows, which I don't want to overly glorify because of who's running them. We can save that combo for another day. But the Title Match Network has two shows by Battleground Championship Wrestling also at the 2300 Arena on Friday at 1 p.m. and Friday night at 8 p.m. Instead of talking about, you know, how cool these shows are, I'm just going to run through some matches that I think are cool matches that if you're interested, you might want to seek out after the fact. There's a three-way dance on that first show between Jacob Fatu, PCO, and Matt Riddle. I mean, who thinks of that bullshit? And then the BCW title match, which is kind of random, is Brian Kendrick against Lince Dorado. And then Friday night, they're doing Tribute to the Extreme 2 at the ECW Arena. Now, they're actually running a Bill Alfonso versus Joel Gertner match, which is outrageous. Masato Tanaka against Rhino, Tajiri against Super Crazy, Two Gold Scorpio against Juventud Guerrera. And the match that most people will be going there to see is the Dudleys against Onita and a mystery partner. I can't think of who that mystery partner would be. I'm sure it's somebody that is obvious that we're not thinking. But again, I don't want to go too in depth with this. If you want to ask us about why we're not going to go too in depth with this, DM us. I don't want to go through the time of it. I don't want to glorify anything. So, but yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what we're looking at in regards to that. That puts us to everything as we now roll towards the GCW Collective. All right. So now we're going to talk about the GCW Collective, and we brought in our, you know, onboard GCW expert, Jenny. How we doing?
Hey, I'm good. Glad to have be here with you guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so the Collective is always kind of the main event of the indie scene when it comes to WrestleMania weekend, especially now that WrestleCon and Evolve and all the people that used to be doing multiple shows as well have kind of gone by the wayside. GCW is still standing. So I remember going to the first Collective and just kind of watching how it's growing every year. Tampa tried to stunt it, but they persevered. And they got to a point where they're, you know, as strong as they've ever been. So GCW's got 11 shows this weekend. Well, they don't, but the Collective does. But they're starting at 11 a.m. on Thursday for Defy coming in from Seattle.
And I'll be there with Bills on, baby.
The main event for that one, Ben, is Kenta defending the Defy title against Gringo Loco.
I'm so fucking jazzed to see Kenta, man. That's going to be so good. It's going to be real good. And, like, Defy's a really good promotion. If you're a crazy person like me and like to stay up late on Friday nights and 3 in the morning watching fucking Defy wrestling, like, it's, like, Chris Brooks and Kid Lykos are on here. My dear close personal friend, Sawyer Wreck, who, Jenny, have you ever seen Sawyer Wreck?
Oh, I've seen her a bunch of times. I adore
her.
She's
the best. She's awesome.
She's out, really, right?
I mark out for her every single time, no doubt. I get the most photos of her when I'm at GCW. Just
Sawyer Wreck brings her dog to TWE, and she has the coolest dog in the world.
Ben, is she? She's out with injury, right?
Oh shit! You know what? Actually, no, she hurt her hand. I'm sorry. Shit, she did hurt her.
Yeah,
hand.
She's out.
Yeah,
she still might come up because her. Yeah, she still might be up. Like,
yeah, she's doing WrestleCon still. Yeah. I saw that. So she was supposed to have a match with Vert Vixen and Trisha Dore in a three-way. I don't know if they're just going to do a regular match or they're going to add a third now. But for 11 a.m., this is a pretty stacked show on a Thursday.
I love that it's a Seattle fan, so it's going to be 8 o'clock their time. That's very funny to me.
Right? Waking up. And I guess that's what they get when they what we have to do when we watch it, right?
Absolutely.
Their own medicine. and then GCW kicks off for what is my personal second favorite show of the weekend every year, and that's Josh Barnett's Bloodsport. Unbelievably, they're on number 10. It's been cool. So this is a show. I'm going to run through some matches that I think we have to talk about. But the one that kind of shook the internet for a day a couple weeks ago, Shayna Baszler is working this show. WWE let her run it. And what made it really shocking is that she's working TNA contracted talent, Masha Slamovich. So what were you guys' reaction when you saw Shayna was doing the show?
I thought Shayna was going to get destroyed by Masha. Sorry about it.
Hated for you, Shayna.
Yeah, sorry about it. I mean, Shayna used to be badass in NXT days. I feel her WWE like main roster stuff is watered down Shayna for the most part. So I'm curious to see what she got against Masha.
I remember Shayna when she was working AIW coming up, and she's like, oh, there is badass in that woman, and like, she, it's not like she doesn't know how to fight. And Masha's Masha's the biggest star on the indies, full stop.
Yeah.
You know, regardless of gender, like just Masha's it. Like she's got star written all over her. So that'll be super cool. Thatcher's on this, Wachowski's on this. Fucking Dolph Ziggler and Mike Bailey in a goddamn Bloodsport match. That could either be like really good or really bad, and I'm looking forward to seeing what it is. Like,
yeah, Bailey's somebody that crushes it at this format, right? Yeah. And like any format he does, right? But I think Dolph, aka Dolph, Nick Nemeth here, he's going to be very excited to be able to do this type of match, yeah, much like his boy Hennigan was when he first did this a couple years ago, you know?
Yeah.
And speaking of Hennigan, he draws Josh Barnett on this one. Which Barnett, I think he forgets that this is wrestling during some of these fights.
He actually does.
Yeah.
And then we also got Akira versus Matt Mikowski, which is also pretty cool. Minoru Suzuki against Royce Isaacs, which, you know, that's going to be a fun match. But
ask Peter, yeah.
Any Minoru Suzuki match, the entrance is what hooks you in.
Murder Grandpa.
And then Axel Tischer, who used to be in Ringkampf with Tim Thatcher. That's going to be a fun one as well. And then I don't want to forget the ladies. They've got a four-way, like, little mini tournament with Jenai Kai, Lindsay Snow, Lady Frost, and Marina Shafir. So that'll be funky. Lady Frost is the one that doesn't stick out to me as somebody I would expect in this, but normally those are the ones that kill it, you know?
Lindsay Snow fucking rules. Are you seeing Lindsay Snow?
Yeah.
Oh, she rules. She's just covered in tattoos. She's insane looking, loaded in tattoos. She's like, and she just beats the bejesus. Oh, she's real fun. Real fun.
Yeah, I would probably expect that to end with Marina and her. That mm-hmm. I'd be surprised if it wasn't.
Yeah.
But who knows? They might go right away and be done with it. So that's a show to check out at 4 p.m. on Thursday. And then Thursday night, DDT comes in. Now, DDT, this is kind of more of a serious DDT card. But obviously, we've seen in years past, you never know when you're going to get a stray asshole in a DDT show.
Sorry, what?
Exactly, like a stray actual asshole. Okay. So, Mao
should go to the show.
You should. I mean, it might not be the types you want to see, but regardless. But Mao defends the DDT Universal title against Billy Starks, which is cool because she's in town for AEW and she's still doing indies or ROH, right?
Takeshita's on the show.
Yep, then Takeshita's got Shunma Katsumata in a really cool match. This is a good show for DDT, and DDT has most of their roster in Japan for a show this Sunday, but they still stacked a pretty good card in Philly.
They got Brian Keith on this. They got Andrew Everett.
Nick Wayne.
And it's going to be DDT, so you're going to get, like, the variety hour, right? You're going to get like serious kick-ass beater matches. You're going to get like skilled matches and you're going to get some comedy shit. So it'll be the whole package there.
Yeah. I don't think they sent the sex doll this year
yet. Who knows?
Yeah. Right. You never know. They can always surprise.
I think, okay.
Thursday night at 11:59 PM. We can't say midnight because then we have to say Friday, but Thursday night at 11:59, you get JCW and GCW versus the World. Masha Slamovich defends a JCW title against Sieri. Eagle Block, I can't even say that right, gets Jordan
French
Oliver.
Guy. Very good.
Now, here's a match that I think is going to be fun. One Call Manders and the Garbage Daddies, which is Alec Price and Cole Radrick, against the Astronauts. That'll be a fun one. Those midnight shows are always extra wacky.
Astronauts are real good. Astronauts are real, real good. And Rini Yamashita is on that too. She's insane. She's a crazy person. I'm kind of too old for these midnight shows, save for one.
I 100% am.
Yeah, but like, if you're spry, if you have the energy, because sleep is kind of a myth, a mania weekend, especially your first couple that you go out to. Go to it. Go to a midnight show. They're like, because the everyone's kind of deliriously tired and probably terribly drunk. And the vibe is just really fun, like for midnight shows. So
they very rarely start anywhere close to midnight, too. They're normally late.
Absolutely fucking
don't
not.
Try yeah. to talk me into this stuff, Ben. No, thank you.
This is a fun show to watch in your hotel when you're crashing, you know?
Yeah, okay.
For sure. Then Friday morning, they come back for Tokyo Joshi Pro at 11 a.m. Hyper Masao versus Billy Starks. Hey, Billy's working for an ROH TV title later that night. Yeah. She doesn't care. She's still working the indies that morning. Another match that's cool. Maki Ito and Mayu Yamashita versus Mio Watanabe and Rika Tatsumi. That's going to be fun.
So I really want to go to this, but this was the first thing to sell out. This and the first night of Spring Break were the first things to sell out because, like, Joshi's the – I was having this conversation with a buddy of mine. Like, Joshi's the next wave, you know, where it was death matches for a little while and it was, you know, like, Lucha for a while. Joshi's the next wave. So if you want to catch on to what's going to be the big thing in 2 or 3 years, go to a Joshi show.
Plus, it's the people that you can't normally see. You know
exactly.
I mean?
Yeah, yeah. They all live in Tokyo. Like, how many times are you going to get a chance to see these people? So, you know, like, you get this, you know, my goal when I go to Mania Weekend is to see a little bit of everything. You know, I really want to go to the Joshi show because I've never been to a Joshi show before, and it sounds like a fucking blast, but, you know, I'm not able to go to it. But, I mean, if you're trying to map out your schedule for, you know, for Mania Week, my suggestion is, you know, try a little bit of everything. You know, sample the whole buffet. You know, honestly, it's just like, because you'll see stuff you haven't seen before, and the whole fun of Mania Week, honestly, is like seeing that wrestler you'd never seen before and then just blowing your mind. Right. That's discovering someone, right? You know, discovering a whole new style, discovering a whole new genre. You know, like that's the fun part of Mania Weekend, man. It's not, you know, you can see the same 10 wrestlers if you, you know, go to your same show all the time, but this is trying something new. So dip your toe in the water.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you can see some wrestlers do 5 matches of completely different styles this weekend, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. So mm-hmm. that's what's really cool. Like, you can have a guy do a death match and then do a comedy match an hour later. You know, it's funny how it all comes together, and that's the joy of this weekend. It is a, it's like a wrestling field trip for the ages. You know what I mean? Then Friday at 3 p.m., you got Progress Chapter 166. First time Progress has been over for Mania Weekend in a few years. That's a show called Freedom Walks Again to go with the Philly vibe. Feels like a pretty true to life Progress show. Yeah. Kid Lykos defends his Progress world title against Man Like Darius. Ricky Knight Jr. defends the Progress Atlas title against Yochi. And this is the one that, Jenny, I think you need to make sure you see in some capacity. Oh, Gene Money and Session Moth Martina against Bussy, Alley Ketch, and Effie. Ooh. Jenny, have you ever seen Session Moth?
I don't believe so.
Oh, you know Session Moth. You would know Session Moth. Okay. It's your spirit animal, Jenny. Session Moth is your spirit animal.
Are you sure?
Positive.
A moth 100%. Is my spirit animal?
Nope. Just okay. Go with me here.
Session Moth Martina, what she mm-hmm. is not what you're thinking.
Nope, okay. Not at all.
All right.
She's a riot.
I'll be Googling her after the show.
Yeah, she's a riot. She's done a couple Mania Weekends in the past, and she's one of the most entertaining people you'll see that weekend. So.
She will be your spirit animal, Jenny. I swear to
God. And seeing her against Allie and Effie is going to be phenomenal. So that's the match that really makes me want to watch that show on Friday. So, and now let's get to my personal favorite show of the weekend.
Same.
It's in a very tough spot this year. Last year, we kind of got gifted a late night show, which obviously kept us up late. Jenny, we covered that for the channel.
Ooh, yeah.
But 7 p.m., they've got to deal with a lot of competition. ROH, WWE running 17,000 people at SmackDown. But I think it might be the best spring break card that they've ever done, top to bottom.
You might be right.
Believe that. There was a change today that I was able to get updated here before we went live. Gringo Loco is no longer facing Jalisco. He's now facing Amazing Red, which sounds
nice.
Really better.
Yeah. That's awesome. Oh my God, I marked out when I saw that.
So that's really cool. Joey kind of fucked with everybody with how he did that announcement. It made it seem like Gringo was off the card, and then bam, Amazing Red it is. Joey himself is going to be cornered by Missy Hyatt as he's facing Blake Christian for the GCW World title. Guys, is this the night that Joey Janela claims the throne?
Yes.
It better be, man. Honestly, it better
it's gotta be. I think we're done with Blake, and we're ready to move on.
Is this the part where I make editorial comments about GCW or no?
Not yet. We'll wait. The thing that I'm worried about in this is that Missy Hyatt turns on him.
Ooh. Well, we also have Mance that has the title shot, right?
Right,
No,
right.
Mance is going against Effie.
Well,
Is
no,
I
but
know,
Mance
but he still has a title
Mance
shot.
has a title shot in his back pocket from what was that, the New Year show?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Mance and Effie is going to be a bloodbath.
Yeah,
Yes.
that I Quit match. Now that feud has been so beautiful. They've really done
Yes.
everything so well. That is got to be Effie's shining moment to reign supreme, right?
I agree. Yes.
No,
Effie wins it. Yep.
no. Team answer. Team answer.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Oh,
that's my
come
dude.
on, really?
Answer's my dude. I'm sorry. That's my guy.
He has been excellent during this feud.
Yeah, he's such a
Absolutely
good heel.
unhinged in his attacks on Effie and family. Everybody's family. Everybody that's even tried to remotely be on Effie's side. He has fucked up.
I've been watching Mantra since 84 in the old Bill Watts territory. So,
There you go. Oh,
yeah.
man. I do miss Simple Man, though. You can't do that now as a
No, I
heel, but I
know.
miss it. A match that is 10 years in the making, kind of. Matt Cardona against the guy that can't even go by the name anymore. He's now known as Blue Pain, but he's
Blue
just Blue
Kane.
Kane. So,
Yes.
this is going to be awesome.
Yeah, this might be match of the weekend for me. Who knows? Matt Cardona is really up there on my favorites list. So I know he's going to pull out all the stops when it comes to this match.
Oh, I'm not a Cardona guy. But, I mean, there will be a very good professional wrestler in this match, and then Matt Cardona will also be in there. So,
I respect both.
You're trying to rain on my parade. I see. Why was I invited to this? I didn't know you were going to be shitting on GCW the whole time.
I've got started to fight.
All
But
right.
no, there's
I
stuff I
will
like. I don't.
leave.
Oh, shush. Love you.
I have my own thoughts. I have my own thoughts on GCW, but they're different. They're not about their shows, let's put it that way. But I still watch them. I'm still excited for the weekend.
This spring
Now
break
this
looks
is
legitimately good. Looks
it
legitimately
does.
like a good show. Yeah, it's
Now
gonna be
this
real
is a
good.
match. This is a match that, well, one of two tag matches that are absolutely outrageous. Well, three that we're gonna go through next. Masato Tanaka and Minoru Suzuki against Rina Yamashita and Masha Slamovich.
Fucking rule.
Wow.
I mean, what
So
do you even
good.
say about that match, you know?
He's so good.
Does Tanaka skull somebody in this match with a chair? What do we think?
Yes. Yes.
Just completely unprotected headshot.
Yes.
I think
I expect nothing
Rina
less.
will take it for sure.
Yeah, I expect nothing less.
Yeah, that's gonna be crazy. What are your thoughts on that one in general, Ben? Like when you heard that match, what was your first thought?
Oh, it's gonna be fucking insane. It's gonna be just absolutely insane. Like, Tanaka and Suzuki against, Rina, who's a crazy person, and Masha, who's a crazy person. Like, these are just like four batshit insane people who are just
Yes.
gonna brain each other with weapons for, 10, 15 minutes, and to our delight, it'll be real fun. It'll be real fun.
Yeah, no, that's definitely one that got announced, and I'm like, wow, the GCW's on their bullshit again. And then you don't think that it can get crazier, but you got Maki Ito and Nick Gage against
Yes.
Danhausen and Ram Kaicho. Like, what the fuck is that, Matt? Doesn't get weirder than that one. Just Danhausen and Nick Gage alone, and then you throw the two ladies in. That match is outrageous.
It's what Ben said. This is what you come to this weekend for. Some wild, crazy matchups that you
Right.
never would expect to see.
Right.
So give it to me.
Some of the most.
You talk about a wrestling variety show. This is the one, right?
Yeah. So this is the whole buffet table. Yeah. It's gonna be funny. It's gonna be, ass beatery. It's gonna have some drama with the main event. It's gonna have people who are bad at wrestling, like Matt Cardona. So, it's gonna be a whole thing.
Then we have the Rock and Roll Express and Kerry Morton against Jordan Oliver, Nick Wayne, and Speedball Mike Bailey, which is
Wow.
just a fucking awesome team. And I got to see Rock and Roll Express in 2019 against EYFBO. And to think that 5 years later they're still doing it, I would not have thought that.
I love the way GCW uses these older wrestlers and bringing them back and giving them some more shine. And Kerry Morton is there too.
Carrie's good. He's
Yeah.
good
Kerry's
too.
a great heel. Great heel. Then they're trying to do the old Dragon Gate classics that ROH used to run at WrestleMania weekend. WrestleCon's doing one as well. But you got the Dragon Gate team of Dragon Kid, I think it's Zai and Yamato, against Rewa New Generation, which is Ben K, Kota Minora, and Shun Skywalker. That's going to be one you might go in not knowing any of those guys, but you're gonna leave it wanting to watch all of them.
That's going to be the one that's going to stick in your head, honestly. That'll be the match where you're like, what the fuck did I just see? Yeah.
Right. And then we don't know the participants yet, but there will be a 6-man grab the brass ring ladder match. I'm glad they started today. Yeah, I don't think they put people in it yet, but that's Matt. That's a show that starts at 7 p.m. I don't know that thing's ending before 11, and I'm here for it. So let's see it.
Oh boy, it's gonna be a whole night.
One of my original Joey Janela Spring Break memories is it's New Orleans. It is 3 a.m. Joey Janela just worked 30 fucking minutes at 3 a.m. with Hakushi. And Joey gets on the mic and starts singing Bon Jovi, and I've literally never been more tired in my life. And I was so fucking mad at him because I just wanted to go home and sleep, but this motherfucker is singing That's My Life, the fucking ring. Like, that's the stuff you'll get at spring break, man. You're going to be excessively tired. And Joey Janela is going to start singing some fucking Bon Jovi with a Japanese wrestler. And that's how it goes, man. It's going to be a fucking trip. Joey puts on wild-ass shows. I did the math. I've been to, like, maybe 600 shows in the last decade, like independent shows. And the most fun shows I've been to are the Janela Spring Breaks.
Hell yeah.
I agree. I was at that New Orleans one too. Funny story about that set, that same moment. I drove down with Ryan and my buddy Jay. We drove down on Wednesday, and my wife, who was pregnant at the time, was meeting me down in New Orleans for Saturday, and she was just coming to Mania with us. So that Friday night into Saturday, my wife was leaving to go to the airport at 6 a.m., right? Which 6 a.m. her time, that was what time her flight was. So she was probably leaving at like 4, right? Which now New Orleans is an hour earlier. She texts me that she's leaving to the airport. I'm still awake because I'm at that spring break show.
Yeah.
And I send her a video of Janela and Sasuke singing that song. And she's like, go to bed. And I'm like, I should. I definitely should.
I was so tired that I drove the wrong way on a one-way street driving JB backwards on Toro because I was so fucking exhausted. I just like my brain just stopped where I went into shutdown mode. Like I was so cooked. And I didn't die, so that's cool. And it was like goddamn 4 a.m. It was my time.
And that venue was like a good 20 minutes from New Orleans, too.
Yep.
That was the show that had that epic Walter PCO match. That I still
best
think
match
about.
I've ever seen live.
That was so good. Mm-hmm. So now back to this weekend. Now GCW for the culture at midnight Friday night. They got to follow spring break. God bless them.
Talk about going to 4 a.m.
Right, this one's definitely not starting on time. Mm-hmm. But they do have Sonny Kiss on the show. They've got Darius Carter against Billy Dixon. Shug D's defending the Pan African World Diaspora title against Alex Kane. For the culture is a cool show. I'm glad that they still do it.
They do a really good job. And a lot of wrestlers you don't often get a chance to see in prominent positions, both with this and Big Gay Brunch, are going to be featured here. And again, if you're going to discover cool wrestlers that weren't on your radar, go to the show. Go to Big Gay Brunch. You're going to see. And again, I mean, the key word here is also representation, right? Like you're going to see, you know, people of color in a prominent position. Getting representation, like I'm really glad this exists. I wish it wasn't at 3 a.m, but I'm really glad it exists.
Right. And then speaking of that, we come right back after they clean up everything at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Effie's Big Gay Brunch 9. It's funny that Effie's Big Gay Brunch has now surpassed the amount of spring breaks there have been, as he got a later start. But this is a really fun card. It's opposite NXT for the most part. So I think it's kind of flying under the radar. NXT selling well. But 3 cool matches I want to highlight. Rina Yamashita defends her GCW Ultraviolent title against Billy Dixon. Dark Sheik battles Sonny Kiss, which that alone sounds cool. But the match that is right on the top of their banner is probably the second coolest pussy match of the weekend. They're facing Dirty Breeze, which is Fandango and Tyler Breeze. That's an awesome match.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love that.
What was the year? Was it last 2 years ago that there was some sort of Fandango alley catch interaction? Maybe it was when Allie Ketch was wrestling Mickey James or something. Do you guys remember that?
No.
No, I don't know that one.
Yeah, there was one match. It might have been a gay brunch that year. There was one match that she ended up giving Fandango a lap dance, which I thought was pretty funny. All in all, so maybe that was Tampa. I don't know. All of these years mixed together. Who knows?
Yeah.
So that's a cool one. And then Saturday at 2:30 is GCW versus Tokyo Joshi Pro. This has Steph Delander against Hyper Masao. And then a awesome six-woman match, which is Mayu Yamashita, Shoko Nakajima, Yuki Aino versus Maki Ito, Masha Slamovich, and Rina Yamashita. So you're seeing the GCW ladies teaming up a lot this weekend.
A lot.
You nailed it with these names, Rossi. You're just fucking killing these Japanese names, brother. Yeah.
I'm glad it's you and not me, brother.
Maybe I'm wrong. That much. This is my Jordan game with my voice going, you know? and then the last show, which there was a lot of names added today to the clusterfuck. We've got Joey Janela's Spring Break Clusterfuck Forever. Now, before we get into the clusterfuck, let's talk about what's probably the most absurd match in the history of WrestleMania weekend.
There will be
a Punjabi prison match
for the GCW
tag titles.
Violence
is Forever defends their GCW titles against the Fatus, which is Journey and who's the other one? Is it Juicy? I think it's Journey and Juicy.
Jacob and Zilla.
Is it Jacob? I think it might be Zilla and...
Zilla and Jacob.
Is it? Okay. Either way, the Bollywood Boys and Los Mestizos. I'll let you guys just talk about this one.
Oh, I like the Fatus for this. I don't know why. I don't know. They've been killing it lately. So
I think the story behind this is like... Ku and Dom are buddies of mine, and like they've said, like the one match they always wanted to work just because it's fucking absurd is a Punjabi prison match, and like I guess they're just like, bet, we'll do it. And that's like, I don't know how it's gonna work. I don't know if it's gonna be janky as hell. I don't know if it's gonna look real professional. I don't give a shit because it's gonna be fun. and you're going to the clusterfuck show, so like this is the absurd night. This is the absolutely absurd night. You're not going for the Dragon Gate 6, man, you're going for a 90-person fucking Battle Royal that, like, fucking...
Amazing.
You know?
That might not even have a winner. You know what I mean?
Oh, it never does. It really does, yeah. No, I saw Mantar in one. I saw Fake Sting in one. I've seen... Oh, my God, it's just so much. Joey's a crazy person.
Yes.
And I mean that in the nicest way.
Me too.
And we agree on the most obscure possible shit and the most obscure wrestlers from the past, and he uses the clusterfuck every year to celebrate those wrestlers. So clusterfuck's so good, man. So that's I must see TV for me, man.
Some names announced today for that clusterfuck: Sexy Eddie, who's another one who won't keep his pants on.
He's gonna be naked.
Grim Reefer, CPA, Lindsay Snow. Now, this is a fun one. The Impact Players of Just Incredible and Jason Knight.
Oh, wow.
The Kurtz, wow. Juicy for now. Jordan Oliver, Nate Webb, Matt Tremont, and there's a bunch more. I think Dink is going to be in this one.
Yep.
This is a show. Okay, it's after Mania. Mm-hmm. I went to this show in New York, which was after that ROH show at MSG. Mm-hmm. The show started about 1 a.m. The clusterfuck was probably an hour and a half, mm-hmm. and there was no definitive winner. And it was like, all right, I'm going to bed now. But
after an hour and a half, I better see a fucking winner. I'm telling you.
But, you know, that was the time when that was like Necro Butcher's return to wrestling. Nick Gage was and Necro.
He shot on the Stunt Brothers.
He refused that, to. He was supposed to be in the match for 5 minutes. He refused to get eliminated. That was the one that they debuted. Who was the guy with no legs?
Oh, no legs. That's all I know. Has no legs. Yeah.
Yeah. So he was like a legend that weekend. Mm-hmm. Marco was hurt, and he was singing "Teenage Dirtbag" on acoustic guitar with Nate Webb. That entire show was like a fucking circus. And
you guys want to hear a story about that show?
Yeah, absolutely.
It was the first time I had ever had the marijuana. Like in my entire life. I was 38 years old and I'd never had weed until then.
Oh my God.
And I chose that night to do a weed. Mm. And so that show was fucking incredible to me.
I bet.
Yeah, as somebody that was also consumed plenty myself, I can respect that.
Yeah, it was fun. It was real fun. I had a blast. I predicted Ricky Morton doing Canadian Destroyer 5 minutes before he actually did it because I saw a vision. And I'm sitting next to Bix, David Bixenstein. And I said, look, he's going to do Canadian Destroyer. And Bix is like, shut the fuck up. And he does it 5 minutes later, and Bix looks at me and he goes, you're a wizard.
My story of that show is I was at the ROH show and in New Japan show in MSG, and I knew that this show was supposed to start at 12. Now, to this point, I had never seen Okada, right?
Oh, I left. I left before
Okada. I did, too.
I fell asleep on the couch in the suite.
Really?
That show. Yeah.
I still haven't seen Okada this day. I'm going to AEW tomorrow, and he's not booked. So
I did the exact same thing you did. I left before Okada because I also did not want to see Matt Taven.
Right. I'm gifted. I'll see Okada eventually, but like he's the one that I have left that I haven't seen. So, but I went to that spring break, and that spring break was awesome. So I will not, change my mind on that. That had was that Masato Tanaka and who did he wrestle?
Parker.
Ellie Park. Park. Oh, like that alone. Like what the
fuck? It was so good. Ellie Park big time to everyone backstage, apparently. It was so good.
So Jenny, what shows are you hitting when you're down there?
I'm doing, of course, Spring Break, NXT. I'm doing the Hitchcock show on Thursday.
Cool.
Good one.
Excited to go to the ECW arena there. I'm going to cry. It's going to be very emotional for me. And then both nights of Mania.
Cool. Make sure you get a good cheesesteak and don't go to Geno's.
Of course. I don't know. I'm going to go wherever the crowd goes. I'm not going to be choosy. I'm going to be chill and literally freezing to death, hopefully, or unfortunately.
Hey Jenny, there's gonna be a guy selling DVDs at that ECW show. Mm-hmm. Ask him what the price is, and he'll give you the price, and say, "I'll pretend you said 18."
Okay.
Ross, you get that joke, right?
No. Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. So we'll wrap everything up here. Now remember, guys. All those IWTV shows we started this podcast on, $10 get you all of those. All of those GCW 11 shows are all going to be on Triller Plus, which the old fight name. That's $7.99 a month. You could theoretically watch like 25 shows this weekend and pay like $18 to do so. If you're going to pay for that ROH show, it's probably $50. So make the right move, right? Get as much wrestling in as you can. If you're not going to be in Philly, check it out. You know, let's give these guys support. They are the future. Some of them are the past, but that's why they all meet. That's why they all meet at WrestleMania, and it's just a fruit salad of everything that you could like. So, I hope you guys enjoy your trip to Philly, and maybe we can touch base next week, and you guys can kind of put together your favorite moments, and we can just kind of chit chat on that. So, do you guys have anything you want to plug on the way out?
I'll just talk about Wednesdays here on the North-South Connection. I have my shows. You can find me on Twitter and across all socials at Jenny Position.
Ben, you got anything you want to hit us with?
My Twitter is Boston Nuga. That's pretty much all I got.
Cool. Yeah, and we are also on the path to WrestleMania as well. And the preview shows are coming hot and heavy there. Ryan does a good job with those.
Never heard of her.
And we're culminating the top 10 WrestleMania performers of all time. We're into the top 5 now, I believe. We did the overall 40. So check those out if you haven't. We've really gotten pretty deep with the last 10 or 15 or so. And then there's also Ryan and JT are doing the top 402 countdown of all WrestleMania matches ever. They're in the teens now. So check that out if you haven't. Those are all a minute along or less. So thank you guys for everything. Enjoy your WrestleMania weekend, and we will catch up with you guys on the flip side.